COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome.
And you know, the brat is out today, but we had to bring in our cousin from the City of Wind as well. Yeah. Tone Capone hanging out with us.
What's up?
It's good to have you in the room, yo.
Hey, man, good to be here.
Well, yeah, we need bring some brightness in here.
Get some light skin in here. What's going on here?
Now let's bring in some really light skin.
Right. Let's go down the color palette. Bounce it all the way to L.A., man. Heidi and Frank in the building. What up, y'all?
Good to see you.
So here's what we're cooking up today, man. Jada Pinkett sits down with Will's first wife, and things are going down between The Rock and DJ Khaled, or are they? But first, we gotta say what's up to Adele. Wish her a big happy birthday. She turned the big 3-0 over the weekend, and she celebrated with a Titanic-themed party, and she shared a few pics with the caption, "Thank you to everyone for coming along for the ride the last 11 years with me, and my family and friends for entertaining my super fandom of the Titanic movie. Last night was the best night of my life."
No! Head crack, that is uncanny what a good Adele you do. That is crazy.
I watched Oliver this weekend. You know, and the crazy thing is, as fun as this party looked, there was a lot of people on Twitter and other forms of social media that felt that it was too soon.
It was 106 years or something crazy, right?
You know, it was 106 years, but 1,500 people died.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I guess nobody at this point should do a 9/11 themed party. You know what I mean? It's too soon.
Yeah.
And we definitely shouldn't do a Bill Cosby thing, a Cosby Show themed birthday party.
Yeah. Red Cup drink party.
It's a cheap party, though. It's one drink, everybody passes out.
Up next, Tina Fey is going to be the next guest on David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. And she brought up the gender issue in the writer's room because she was on David, you know, with David Letterman, and he obviously had a show for years and years. So she called out Dave for basically having a boys club in the writer's room. And he addressed that, and he said, quote, "I didn't know why there weren't women writers. There was no policy against women writers. I always thought, well, geez, if I was a woman, I don't know if I'd want to write on my nickel and dime dog and pony show anyway, because we're on at 12:30, to which Tina replied, "Yeah, we did want to ride on it, though."
Right. Yep.
I'm thinking Dave had a certain type of show that was attracted to men 18 to 24 who were staying up late at night. I mean, my nickel and dime show that was very testosterone-filled, where we did silly stuff that guys would do. I don't think a woman would want to ride on that show. It's very beneath them. That's what I think he's saying.
Yeah.
Lifetime movies, okay? And they're super duper sappy.
Nah, and on Real Housewives.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's the writers on Housewives that make me look crazy. It's not me.
So moving on, honey, let's talk about your weekend, Miss Portia.
Let's.
Now, judging by Instagram, honey, it appears that you and Phaedra have patched things up. Are freaking frack back?
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, I went to my friend's birthday party. No IG, Jeremy, happy birthday. And she's one of his close friends and clients as well. And so I ran into her at the party, so it was nice seeing her.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Is that your boyfriend in the picture, Portia?
Oh, that I'm skating with? No, that's not my boyfriend, for the record. That is Dominic. He's my assistant.
He's her assistant boyfriend. He's her assistant boyfriend.
And Dominic has seen me naked, everything else. Okay, he's totally.
Is that what boyfriends do?
Don't you? Boyfriends do that.
Yeah, boyfriends do see you naked.
Assistants shouldn't.
They see me naked too, so yeah.
Uh-huh.
And no job openings, by the way.
Okay, I was about to apply.
Why? Because that position is filled?
Y'all are a trip. Anyway, let's change the subject. Let's talk about Jada Pinkett Smith. She has a new show called Red Table Talk, and judging from the sneak peek, it is going to be really good.
Oh.
My entry point to motherhood was co-mothering with Will's ex-wife, Cherie.
Hi, darling.
This is the first time I'm sitting down to talk about our journey. I call back, and I happen to say, quote, bitch, you living in a house I picked out. You said, it's my house now.
Oh!
Damn! I want you to know, Will Smith let me have it! What was his take? His take was...
Yo, that was a hell of a teaser. Like, I literally now want to know what was his take on that.
Right.
Right.
Has anybody had to deal with that? An ex, I mean, that you have to deal with? Like this, because obviously they have a kid together, so you have to co-parent. Anybody co-parenting with an ex?
Yeah, me.
Oh,
wow.
How's that going for you?
How's it going?
It goes good. It goes good. As long as I guess my whole philosophy is keep them happy no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Keep her happy.
No, it's them. It's two.
Keep the kids.
Yeah.
Wait, you have two different baby mamas?
Hey, look, how did this get on me? Let's
So now you're juggling two exes okay.
Now it's, you know what, it's so complicated, and now is it time for me to leave the show?
No, it's not. How many kids and how many baby mamas? We should have known all them good pearly whites came with a little something.
Shout out to all three of my children's mothers.
Keep going
But I'm older than what I look.
Tone's gonna need two red tables for Facebook.
Okay.
You gotta put a leaf in that table for when Tone's exes show up.
Okay.
Speaking of red table talk with Jada Smith, apparently there's a lot more gems to come because she sat down with her daughter, Willow Smith, and she wanted to ask Willow how she first learned about sex. And Willow's answer kind of threw her mother for a loop because she said she learned about sex because she walked in on Will and Jada.
I learned it from watching you.
Wow.
Yeah,
Depends on what position. She wouldn't have known what was going on.
And how long was she standing there?
Okay.
That's where she got the lyrics for. I whipped my hair back and forth. Was watching your mother.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Okay, so Willow said she didn't really see anything, but admitted that what she had just seen, she recognized as a very private moment. So I guess you're like, phew, okay, she didn't see anything too graphic. Well, Jada had no idea that Willow had walked in on them until now, and apparently Will was oblivious too, because he then finds out while he's watching this episode of Jada's new show, and finds out, oh my God, my little girl, which I don't think is that unusual. I mean, I saw my parents having sex. I walked in on them, and I never told them. It happened a few times. And I came home early from a sleepover at a friend's house, and I went up to my bedroom, and my mom and dad were in my bed.
And then I
feel nausea wave over me. And then I just sort of back out slowly and went and laid on the couch downstairs.
You should have called them out like some teenagers. What the hell are y'all in here doing?
Get your
ass out of my bed. Yeah. No wonder why Heidi got big eyes. She's like,
I mean, yeah. Turns out your face does stay that way. You know, when you're a kid, like, you make that face, it's good.
Why
Why do you keep headbutting his lap like that?
I'm not looking for the contact lens. What is
that? That's no way to kill a man.
Higgy, Higgy. Photos of your royal highness, baby Louie.
Oh.
Have hit the internet. Here they are. Look at this guy.
Aww.
Oh. Making my ovaries hurt.
Yeah, the first photos were taken just 3 days after his birth, while the second photo here shows big sis Charlotte giving him a little kissy.
Aww.
And was taken on Charlotte's third birthday last Wednesday.
He's so perfect. He almost looks like a baby doll. Have y'all seen those lifelike baby dolls?
Oh, my God, Portia, the creepiest things ever.
Yes, he's so perfect. Yeah. That's what he looks like.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
How much did this baby weigh? Because he looks huge.
Yes.
Kate takes the photos herself. She doesn't hire some outside photographer to come in and take baby pictures. This is how she likes to take pictures of kids.
Oh.
And I do love kids kissing kids.
So, okay. So it's Charlotte holding baby Louie, but there's no
George three of
Louis.
Them together, no.
Oh.
No George and Louie, because it's a rule that two future kings can't be in the same room at the same time. Just in case something happens.
Right, that makes sense. Yes, of course.
Baby George was acting up that day. He don't like his little brother.
I don't want you for me.
You start early drama?
Yes.
Well, Black China might be missing Rob, or at least the cast that came with Rob. We'll explain more after the break.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we've got even more Jada Pinkett Smith news, guys.
Damn, she's sponsoring the show today?
I know, right? Well, Jada told Extra that she was able to use her new show, Red Table Talk, to squash her beef with guess who?
Oh.
Gabrielle Union.
Oh.
And the crazy thing is, Jada said that her and Gabrielle Union don't even remember how this feud even started.
Really?
How do you remember?
I mean, maybe you try to connect the dots, like, you know, Will Smith was in Bad Boys 1 and 2. Maybe there was, like, a weird, awkward interaction that happened on the set of one of those.
Yeah, maybe so.
She kissed with two heart long in the mouth.
See, they
had some kissing scenes. A lot of them.
They did.
That's Mike Lowry who did that.
Right.
Because Gabby probably felt she was a big Hollywood star, and Jada was just, girl, you just started this way.
But it's so crazy that I wouldn't even think that they would even go for the same role. I guess that's what I mean. Like, they're like two totally different types of actors.
Yeah, but you know, Gabby, you got a kind of a certain disposition.
What kind of disposition are you talking about, Gary?
You know Miss Union, girl.
We
love Gabby.
I couldn't picture Gabby a Union in Low Down Dirty Shame.
No! Because
she's going to do peaches.
No! And look at that picture. Honey, Gabrielle still not seeing it for Jada.
Look at her.
Look at that side eye.
And the arms all crossed. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's the outfit. She didn't like her outfit that day because it's not that cute.
Oh. You are coming for Gabrielle.
A little bit. Low-key,
he is.
Low-key,
I love Gabby.
Well, Gary, you have your chance to see her again.
Really?
Yes, because Gabrielle Union will be on the show Friday talking about her new movie, Breaking In.
All right, y'all. Black China, honey, has got to start cutting coupons, honey.
What?
Yes, bitch. She got to cut some coupons because they say, baby, she's taking a huge pay cut.
Oh, okay. I'm sure it's not that bad.
Girl, let me tell you now, since breaking off ties, honey, with the Kardashians, Blac Chyna has reportedly, y'all, seen her appearance fee go down from at least $30,000 a night to $7,000. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that don't sound
that
right.
That's a lot.
No.
From 30 to 7?
That's like Groupon rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like she doing that for a friend.
Yeah, but let me tell you something that really bothers me, though. Blac Chyna had a damn name before those Kardashians
did. Right!
She had a name, honey. She is crazy. I will take my damn name back, and if anything, to get my damn money back, I bring baby Dream with me. She's a Kardashian.
Not to the club.
You bring her to the damn club, honey. Bring Dream to the club, and now I got a Kardashian, and you got me here. The hell with that, honey.
Yeah, but...
Now, so if you're a club promoter, how much would you pay for Blac Chyna to come to your spot?
Okay, let's say if I was the person throwing the party, I would pay her. If she says $7, if that's her appearance fee, I'll give her $5.
So you gonna lowball her still?
Yeah, you gotta lowball her. That's negotiation.
You got
She's in a negotiating point in her life right now.
But 5,000. husband is like,
oh. He's a black man. Y'all gonna take advantage of her.
Y'all gonna kick the booties while she's down.
I'm not kicking her while she's down. Yeah. I mean, she's in a negotiating space.
Well, while Black China is staring at the dollar menu, there's a Wisconsin man who recently ate his 30,000th Big Mac.
What? Yeah.
So this dude by the name of Don Gorski, he's eaten at least 2 Big Macs a day for over 40 years. And on Friday, he went back to the same McDonald's that he ate his first Big Mac back in 1972 and broke his own personal record.
I bet he smelled like onions. I bet he just smelled.
That Mac sauce is good, though. They got some with that Mac sauce. I'm going to keep it real.
It was a visionary for that.
And something wrong with his brain, too. Look at them pork chops on his face.
Yeah,
look He's still wearing pork chops from the 70s.
Look at his hairstyle. Yeah.
Look
like the Beatles.
Look like Ike.
You know, sometimes you see a picture of a person and you read about what they did, but like, yeah, I can see him doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I see this dude eating two Big Macs every day. And it was only 2 times that he did not eat a Big Mac. One time there was like this bad snowstorm, and the other time was because it was his mom's funeral, and she's like, don't eat a Big Mac on the day of my funeral.
Her dying wish.
He must have a girlfriend.
Hell no, because you're not taking me to eat no damn Burger King every day. Now, I may go one day and let you know I'm humble.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm down, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to turn her away. But.
All right, so coming up, Khloe Kardashian has been spotted for the first time since the cheating scandal broke, and we got the details of what she's up to when we come back.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Ah!
Well, The Rock is dropping a little TMI, Gary.
Oh, Lord
Jesus.
Oh.
So recently, DJ Khaled did an interview stating that he would never give a woman oral pleasure.
Ah! Wait a minute.
I can't believe it. Oh. Although he himself fully expects for the woman to give it to him, right?
No.
And he does not think it's okay for a woman to refuse to give the pleasure to him.
That's pretty interesting, because when you look at DJ Khaled, it looks like he'll eat anything.
Literally.
Exactly. I think he should be kicked out of the big boy club.
Thank you.
Big boys, he's taking away one of the main things big boys is known for.
Well, boy, in the morning, that's the breakfast of champions.
Well, as you can imagine, this has sparked quite the conversation, and The Rock felt the need to chime in. Thank you, Rock. He tweeted, as a man, I take great pride in mastering all performances. This is probably a little TMI. I will now quietly go excuse myself from this thread.
It's interesting how times have changed. Because, like, in the 80s or early 90s, no dude would ever admit to having the box
ever.
Lunch.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We'd be like, hell no, I don't do that, man.
No.
Yeah, but for him to say, the audacity, I can't even get it out, of him to say that you need to do me, but you better not ask me
Thank
to do you.
You.
Who do you think you are?
This will probably explain why his wife was cursing at him in that box.
Okay.
Tension in that house is like North Korea, U.S.
All right, y'all, baby. Miss Khloe Kardashian has been spotted.
Okay.
Yes, honey. In the words of Miss Tammy Wynette, honey, she is standing by her man.
What?
Stand by your man.
You mean spotted with Tristan?
Let me tell you, honey. On Friday, y'all, Khloe and Tristan, honey, were spotted, honey, together at the first time since the cheating scandal broke, having lunch with friends in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Yes, baby. And then on Saturday, y'all, Khloe was on the sidelines at the Cavs game against the Raptors, supporting Tristan.
Did y'all see the picture of them at lunch? Everybody was dragging him again because he's, like, all the way in his phone texting.
He don't like her.
Yeah, but I feel like after you have cheated, you know, now that I've taken you back, you should be fully attentive to me.
Even if you're faking it.
Yes, even if you don't give a damn what I'm talking about. Because I felt like if she were to take him back, he was going to have to make a big gesture. Like, he was going to propose or something.
Now, right? Tone, now, if you was dating somebody from the WNBA, right, and she cheated on you, would you be able to bring it, like, accept her back into the fold?
Depends on how much she was making. I don't know.
It all boils down to dollars and cents. That's what Khloe trying to do.
Would you ever get graffiti on your Lamborghini? Well, Justin Bieber did, and we'll show you after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Justin Bieber used a can of spray paint to pimp his ride. It's not a cheap ride either. It's a Lamborghini.
Yeah, his turquoise Lamborghini, huh?
Yeah, with cash only spray painted on both doors of this Lamborghini. It's said to have been done by his pal Joe Termini, who uses the phrase a lot in his artwork. So Bieber drove this Lamborghini through In-N-Out Burger, and somebody caught a picture of it. Now, I looked up what a Lamborghini costs. It's between the base model, you know, $200,000 up to a little over $400,000.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go to In-N-Out Burger and eat in a Lamborghini, might as well spray paint the outside of it, too. I mean, there's no way I'd drive a Lamborghini through a fast food drive-thru. I'd be like, sorry.
But isn't just...
I'll park and go in.
This just tells me you're just a young kid with too much money and you're bored.
This is what they're doing now. Cash only. They're trying to make that the next thing. So where it's like, you got cash only on a Lamborghini. You got cash only on this. Everybody's going to want to have cash only. And it'll be a huge brand thing. This is brilliant.
And you know who's going to come back around, then? We're going to give that cash me ass high, girl.
No. Actually, I think it's a pretty good job for spray paint. I would have done way worse.
A lot of overspray. Yeah, you got blue tires.
You didn't have that one big dot by the top of the seat. Like, so, no, it's coming out quick.
And then you overspray the tire, and you're like, screw it, just do the tires, too. Who cares?
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.